Advocates in Gary say the Indiana Department of Environmental Management broke the law when it granted a permit for a plant that would turn waste into jet fuel. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports they're asking the State Office of Environmental Adjudication to revoke that permit and not issue another one until the company can provide more information.
Fulcrum Bioenergy plans to use trash from landfills in the region to make fuel. But Gary Advocates for Responsible Development, or GARD, says the company didn't say what the trash would be made of specifically, which makes it hard to find out how much the plant would pollute. Doreen Carey is a member of GARD.
As you know from your own household garbage, your garbage is different every day. And we also know that people throw things in their garbage cans that shouldn't be there.
GARD also questions the way Fulcrum calculated its emissions, which are based on its much smaller Nevada plant that's not fully operational yet. The group says Fulcrum also used emissions projections from machinery that the plant may or may not use. Without all this info, advocates say IDEM never should have granted the company a permit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Fulcrum has said in the past it would sort out unsuitable and hazardous materials in the trash it uses. In a statement, the company said it's confident that IDEM granted the permit based on the merits of its application and that it will continue to work with the state going forward. The Office of Environmental Adjudication plans to hear GARD's amended petition in September of next year.